The IEP document should also include information on how progress will be determined, meaning how will the child's progress on the various objectives be evaluated. If you are a member of an IEP meeting, you should advocate for objective measures of performance. The IEP document may have an additional section on educational needs for that child. The information in this section should also be individualized for that child and may include things like services to address social and/or emotional problems, vocational training, and so forth.